Item 18. Paper number 62, and that is demand for law amendments to combat on-street mobile promotional and advertising items. EMSD, FSD, written replies have been circulated to members before the meeting. Now I'd like to welcome Mr. Zhang Guoleng from LCSD, Mr. Andrew Yang from EMSD, Mr. Essex Chen from FSD, and Mr. S.Y. Ng from FSD, Mr. Luk from Lands Department, Mr. Chen from Lands Department, SEO from the District Office, Ms. Lee, for attending the meeting. Mr. Hui, do you want to say anything on top of your written paper? The mobile art promotional and advertising items are rampant in the district. There have been reported in newspapers before. We know that the law enforcement bodies are enforcing the law only. And I think there are some loopholes with the law. So that's why I am proposing that amendments be made to the law and that for electrical members who have heard us, please do something. And also EMSD and FSD, can you take a more proactive approach in patrolling the area? They have got mobile, say, advertising light boxes with tires, and they are moved around, and there are electric cables wired to them. And we don't want that you will only review the policies after major fire incidents, like the carrier building, has happened before you do something. I understand and appreciate what you said in your written reply, but I hope that you can be more proactive in patrolling the area to prevent possible problems from happening. Which department to answer first to Mr. Hoi's questions? Mr. Yan, EMSD. In enforcing the Electricity Ordinance Cap 406, well, I've set out the work that we are doing on our law enforcement. The electrical installation light boxes by advertisement are definitely covered under our law enforcement actions. You mentioned that there are electric cables which are protruding out from the light boxes. And also the light boxes are obstructing the street. But unfortunately, these are not covered or regulated under the electricity ordinance. I'm sure that Mr. Hui understands this. This is something that we can deal with proactively. But despite this, we've received reports from people on such incidents. Whenever we receive such reports, we will send staff to take a look on site on whether there are safety problems with these advertising light boxes and also whether improvements could be made. For example, for the electrical cables which are not in proper order, can we ask the responsible persons to fix the problem? So this is something that we are doing. In dealing with reports, our first action is to see whether there are electricity safety problems with such installations which will jeopardize the safety of the public. In the past 2 years, we've received some reports, but so far, we haven't identified that such light boxes have electricity safety problems. So we've not taken out any prosecution. The advertising light boxes may take up streets and obstruct streets. But then the electricity saved at Hearts Up Post is not that high, actually. So this is what I want to add. Lands Department, do you have anything to say? No? So the FSD, EMSD, and Lands Department have given us a written reply. Any other member wishing to ask a question on this subject? Since the member has raised this issue, and this is actually happening in Yaoqingmang, the problem is quite serious. There are advertising light boxes with tires which can move along, and there are easy mount frames everywhere, all over the place. The situation is very serious. We understand that under existing laws, some areas may not, or some practices may not be governed or regulated. And it's because of these grey areas, people are in a sort of organizing themselves among themselves and mounting all these easy mount frames. And they are actually, there have been confrontations and quarrels because over the locations of the easy mount frames. And that is not desirable. And actually, when easy frame, easy mount frames are mounted, that will block the views of the pedestrians crossing the road. And if these easy mount frames are not put up when they're left on the ground, then people will trip over them. So that may be a danger too. And then it's also very difficult to pin down who the owner of the easy mount frame is. So if there are grey areas in the law, I urge that the different government departments involved can work together across different departments and do something more, especially for the Lands Department. Actually, the easy mount frames are obstructing the streets, and FEHD do something about it, because the easy mount frames are blocking the pedestrian or the pavement. Mr. Hui Tak Lang, followed by Mr. Hong, would like to speak. I have a simple question. This is a grey area. HAD, I would like to ask you, would you be coordinating among government departments to do something? Say, in Shanghai Street, there are different advertising light boxes, and the street there is very much obstructed. I know that this is a grey area, but I hope that the HAD can take the initiative to pull together different departments to do something. Shanghai Street is a very long street. Well, you are talking just about a small section, right? For this small section that you refer to, there are 6 or 7 advertising light boxes. Mr. Hong Chiu-Wa. Having heard what Mr. Hui and the departments said, and actually the department said that there isn't much safety hazard, and I presume that there are not many fire incidents coming out of this. The very advertising light boxes are mobile, so to speak, and they have 4 tires and so on. I would like to ask the Lands Department, well, even if they have tires, they are still taking up the space on the pavement. Are these advertising light boxes taking up public land or government land? Mr. Chen, I'm quite disappointed after having heard what you said. You say that this is a grey area. Can we remove these grey areas in the law? In Toshin, Cork, the street is lined with all sorts of advertising light boxes. As the district councillors, we have made complaints all the time, but we haven't been able to achieve anything. And the residents are very disappointed at the district councillors because of this. So I think we must follow up on the issue duly. there is this piece of legislation in Hong Kong which may be able to tackle this problem, and that is the electoral law. Well, for the under the electoral law, electoral legislation, the law is enacted very stringently, and they are it is targeting at the district councillors for a little non-compliance. Action will be taken against you immediately. So the district councillors are targeted very stringently under the law. The electoral legislation. And why is that the case? I mean, we are targeted, whereas all these other situations with regard to advertising light boxes are not being handled. So we must be taking a responsible attitude, and we must continue to monitor the government. And if it is a mobile advertising light box, is not being caught by the law. And if it is not a mobile piece of light box, then it is caught by the law. I think, you know, you must do something about this. This is not a right approach. Any other member wishing to speak? Government departments, any response? Mr. Look. Thank you, Chairman. Roadside advertising promotion materials. Lands Department is responsible for issuing permits on non-commercial promotional items. Now, for commercial promotional items, that would be dealt with by the FEHD. For pavements, when there are easy mount frames, they don't come under the portfolio of the Lands Department. We have the Land Miscellaneous Provisions Ordinance, Cap 28. Under that, we deal with structures which occupy government land on a long-term basis. So on the pavement, small piece of article is placed there, is not under a portfolio. If there are illegal structures erected on the pavement, then the Lands Department will mount clearance operation together with other government departments. Any other department wishing to respond? No? Any other member wishing to ask a question? If not, then that's it for this item. Thank you very much, the government departments, for being here.